don't forget about your tea, it's getting cold.
You're right. I'll have a sip.
Yeah, I have a sip.
Oh, I love that sugar. Oh, I have to tell you, I had a really scary thing happen to me just a couple days ago. I went into a supermarket. It was a last minute decision. I realized I needed some milk. So I thought, I'll just pop in, get some milk, and go home. It was the weirdest thing. I went over to get the milk, and I was just looking at the shelf, and just a couple feet away from me, there was a man, kind of a weird looking, scary looking man, really tall, just kind of scary, suspicious looking, I should say. And I just turned and looked at him, and I thought I was imagining it, but he was picking some things off the shelf, I'm not even sure what they were, and putting them in his pocket. And I thought, oh, no, I'm seeing things.
Really?
It was just unreal. I thought I'm watching a movie. And I thought, oh, I just went back to which milk should I get. And he did it again. And he was standing so that if I turned and looked, he couldn't see me. I kind of was looking at his back and the side. So I just couldn't believe it. I just stopped and had to stare. He couldn't see me staring at this point. And then he just started grabbing, I don't know, like some sweets or anything on the shelf that was on that shelf. Crisps, I don't know what, food, bread, and continued putting things in his pockets. And I thought, I was looking for the TV camera. I thought, this can't be real. This is like a movie. He didn't stop there. He had a big jacket, which is what made him look big.
Was it like a big one?
It was like a big, bulky jacket. Yeah. He was a big man, but this jacket was even bigger. He opened, and I was still looking, but he was kind of looking the other way and saw no one watching him there. He didn't really see me. I started feeling a bit nervous, but he opened the big bulky jacket, and clearly there were big pockets in there because he just started shoveling things into that side, did the same over here. It's like he was growing and getting bigger and bigger. This all happened within 30 seconds. And I was kind of frozen in place, and I thought, should I just get my milk and leave? Should I tell someone? Should I tell the shop assistant that there's a shoplifter over there? I was just paralyzed, just frozen. It was just, he wasn't hurting me, but it just scared me. What's going to happen? And he continued to do this and continued. The shelves were almost empty. He was just filling up those pockets. And I thought, I've got to leave. I've got my milk. I'm going to go. And then I did a quick glance, and he was completely facing me. He had totally turned this way and was looking me right in the eye.
How did he look?
So scary. He was really scary. He had dark hair, probably about 40 years old, not too old, but big. He must have been in feet and inches, 6'3", 6'4". He was huge. And he was staring, and I'm like, ah. He was just looking right in my eyes. He glared at me. It was like a dirty look, scary look, mean look, threatening look, almost as if he were saying, leave me alone, don't you dare tell anyone. And I thought, is he going to attack me? Is he going to pull a gun? Is he going to grab it? My mind started racing. Is he going to stab me? Is he going to... I don't know. I was just, again, paralyzed. I thought, what do I do? For once, I wish my husband was with me. What do I do? And I just thought, okay, if I run, maybe he's going to... I didn't know what to do. I'll try to pretend I didn't see what he did. Because when I looked at him, he had he wasn't stealing anymore.
Yeah, did he look like a drug addict?
He actually didn't look like a drug addict.